Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is The Mosque is an Oasis of Civilization. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has made the mosque an oasis and a beacon for worship, and a guide for communities to progress. And a measure of their civilization. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun ayyuhal mu'minun. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the sanctity of the masajid when he says, "Fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa'a wa yuthkaru fiha ismuhu yusabbihu lahu fiha bilghuduwi wal asal." In houses that Allah has permitted to be raised and his name to be celebrated, he is glorified there in the morning and the evening. So the mosques, brothers and sisters, are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as they've been given this title as places of honor, and amongst the most beloved of places that are places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ahabbul bilad ila Allahi masajiduha." The parts of the land that are dearest to Allah are its mosques. And why would it not be the case? For mosques are places of devotion. Mosques are places of piety and worship. They are the places where the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, where an intimate discourse, recitation of the Quran happens. These are the places which bequeath the states of peace and tranquility, and where in which the ultimate standards of ethics and being are taught and enacted upon. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when describing the masjids, he said, "Innama hiya li dhikrillahi azza wa jal wa salati wa qira'ati al-Quran." That indeed these, i.e. the mosques, are for the remembrance of Allah, the prayer in them, and the recitation of the Quran. So it is an obligation upon us to honor the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an obligation upon us to know the rights that are owed to these sacred places, to esteem them and to give them their due. So let us guard our prayers therein, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath about the very foundations of such masjids when he said, Jalla wa ala, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاءِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَى إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The only people to attend Allah's mosque are those who believe in Allah on the last day and pray regularly and practice charity, and those who fear none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, brothers and sisters, from the act of honoring masajid, honoring mosques, and giving them their due esteem, is that we look after them outwardly and inwardly. This entails we keep our mosques clean and pure. And this entails that we too, when we enter our mosques, are in the best of states outwardly and inwardly. So we should go to the masjids in the best of clothes that we can have. And we should adorn ourselves and use the best of fragrances. And this would be nothing except acting in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us when he says, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjid. O children of Adam, take your most beautiful adornments in every single mosque. And also consistent with the with this is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَحَقُّ مَن تُزَيِّنَ لَهُ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more deserving of being adorned for, i.e. then more deserving than anything else. So we should think about what adab we are presenting when we go to the masjid. And therefore the way for the believer is to go to the mosques with tranquility and grace. And if they do so, and if they have this outward adab and inward adab, then they can hope for to be of those who have their sins forgiven and who have their ranks raised. For the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, مَنْ تَطَهَّرَ فِي بَيْتِهِ ثُمَّ مَشَى إِلَى بَيْتٍ مِّنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. Right? If a person purifies himself in his house and then he walks to one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why? لِيَقْضِيَ فَرِيضَةً مِّن فَرَائِدِ اللَّهِ, in order that he can carry out one of the obligations from the obligations upon him from Allah, such as his salah, such as his prayer. كَانَتْ خَطْوَاتُهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَحُطُّ خَطِيَةً, then it will be as if all of his steps, or the steps, as if one of them would obliterate his sin, وَالْأُخْرَى تَرْفَعُ دَرَجَهُ, and the other one would raise his status. SubhanAllah. Brothers, sisters, indeed the mosques are beacons of faith, and they are symbols of our civilization, as we said, and as, which is the title of this khutbah. And so they require from us to observe their sanctity. And this would be nothing than fulfilling the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever esteems the sacred symbols of Allah, then indeed that is from the taqwa of their hearts. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who esteem the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the sacred, most sacred of symbols is the masjid, the mosque. And so may we be of those who safeguard it. May we be of those who honor it. May we be of those who look after it outwardly and inwardly. May we be of those who honor it outwardly and inwardly. And from this, may we be of those who ensure that it's kept clean. May we be of those who ensure that it's not obstructed. And may we be of those who give the parts in front of the mosque their due. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help and aid us in looking after our mosque. Help and aid us in being of those who esteem and honor them. And ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may we honor them most importantly through our a'mal, through our prayers and our attaining to the states that you want us of closeness to you therein. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may our prayers be means by which we negate fahsha and munkar, negate corruption and evilness within us and with our societies. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.